Nearly 3 dozen people packed a meeting room at the East Side's Atlas Body Shop last week to go over letter grades the coalition awarded to 16 governmental agencies. The grades are based on how many contracts go to small, women, or minority-owned businesses. VIA, for instance, got a C, CPS Energy got a D, and University Health System got an F. Chris Herring, chairman of the Texas African American Chambers of Commerce, says some of these agencies have spending patterns that do not include Asian, African American, Native American, or Hispanic businesses.
We are monitoring. We hope that you improve, and we hope to make sure that these businesses are able to gain more wealth so that they can take care of their families.
Ramiro Cavazos, president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, agrees.
We want them to do a better job of putting our public dollars back into the local community.
The city of San Antonio received a B. The city says in 1992, only 10% of its contracts went to small, minority, or women-owned businesses. Michael Sinden, assistant director of the city's small business office, says that number is now up to 45%.
But we essentially want to see the same level of dollars the city spends through our city contracting matching the percentage of available small minority women-owned businesses for each of those industry categories. Currently, we are meeting that in our architecture and engineering industry.
Representatives for VIA, CPS Energy, the San Antonio Housing Authority, and University Hospital were present at the meeting and pledged to work with the Fair Contracting Coalition. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.